Our loving Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you
我们亲爱的天父，我们赞美感谢你。
for loving us, for giving us the opportunity to gather together in your name.
谢谢你爱我们，也谢谢你给我们机会，可以在你的名里聚集。
We pray that your presence be with us and let us experience your love.
我们恳求你亲自临在我们当中，让我们经历到你的爱，
So that we can respond to your love and your call.
以致我们可以回应你对我们的呼召，
To get to know you better and deeper.
能够更深的去认识你。
Pray that you will help us to open ourselves to you.
恳求你帮助我们，真的愿意向你开放我们的心。
So that through your word we can be touched.
以致我们听了你的话语，也被触动。
For your glory's sake, we pray.
我们为了你的荣耀祈求，
Amen.
阿门。
What do you think people need to feel happy and fulfilled in life?
那大家觉得一个人生活、生命里要快乐、要充实，都需要什么呢？
Some may think it's money, believing with money they can live well, eat well, live carefree, and enjoy life to the fullest.
有些人呢就以为是钱，有钱呢就能住得好、吃得好、生活无忧，好好享受。
While money can help to build a lovely house, it is love that turns it into an affectionate and warm home.
那我们可以用金钱来建造美丽的房子，但唯有爱才能够给我们建立一个温暖的家庭。
Some may say that it's health because health is wealth.
那有些人可能会觉得是健康啊，因为健康就是财富。
Without good health, more money cannot make you happy.
如果我们没有健康，有更多的钱也没法令我们真正的快乐。
If you have no appetite, you cannot enjoy the delicacy or even the most luxurious foods.
如果你没有胃口，山珍海味都享用不了。
And if you suffer from a serious illness or even a terminal disease like late-stage cancer, while money can provide a good medical treatment, it cannot save your life.
那如果你患有重病啊，甚至是绝症，比如是末期癌症，那有钱虽然可能可以让你获得最好的治疗，但是却救不了你的生命。
With age, your health would eventually deteriorate or even disappear.
其实随着我们年纪的增长啊，最终我们的身体都会变差，最后还是要离世。
So health is only temporary.
所以，连健康也是短暂的。
1 Corinthians 13 verse 13 says,
哥林多前书13章3节，13节这样说。
So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, the greatest of these is love.
哥林多前书13章13节，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
Faith, hope, and love are everlasting and very important to people.
信、望、爱，这三样都是长存，就是永恒的，对人很重要。
When the Lord returns, what we believe will be clearly seen, what we hope for will be realized, and only love will remain unchanging.
到了主耶稣再来的日子，我们所相信的都能清楚看得见，我们所盼望的也将已实现。只有爱是永不改变的。
Even becoming more complete.
而且反而变得更完全。
Love continues to be the fundamental principle by which God and His redeemed children act.
爱就是神和他所救赎的儿女行事的基本原则。
Therefore, love is the greatest among these three.
也是这个缘故，在这三样当中，最大的是爱。
Today, I want to talk about the theme of God's love.
今天呢，我想跟大家分享的主题是关于神的爱。
Love is the foremost among the nine qualities of life of the fruit of the Spirit.
爱是圣灵所结的果子，包含的9种生命素质之首。
Because love holds a very important place in the Bible.
因为 仁爱在圣经里呢，占有重要的位置。
Colossians 3:14 says,
哥罗西书3章14节说
"And above all this, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony."
在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Meaning that love is the key that binds everything together.
意思呢，就是爱是联系一切的关键。
All were chosen, including the other eight qualities of life of the fruit of the Spirit, are also connected by love and related to love.
那刚才提过圣灵所结的果子当中，其余的8种特质还有我们所认识的所有美德，都是由爱来联系连接的。
Love can promote other virtues and make all the virtues perform better.
爱能够推动其他的美德，让全德发挥得更好。
Everyone needs true love.
每个人都需要真正的爱。
Everyone knows that love is good
每个人也知道爱是好的，
and want to feel and enjoy it.
也很渴望感受得到、享受得到爱。
Without love, life can become dull and tasteless.
缺乏爱，生命就会变得平淡无味。
Some people may even feel that life is meaningless, losing their sense of purpose.
有些人呢，甚至觉得没有爱就生无可恋，失去了奋斗的目标。
However, getting true love is not easy.
但是呢，要追求得到真正的爱，又谈何容易呢？
True love is hard to find because human love is limited and conditional.
真爱难求，因为呢，人的爱都是有限、有条件的。
For example, if I love you, you must love me in return.
比如如果我爱你，我也希望你也必须要爱我。
Human love often comes with some impure motives.
人的爱经常都掺杂了一些不太纯正的动机，
It is selective,
也是有选择性的。
and is directed only towards those deemed lovable and those they like.
那往往呢，人呢也只会爱那些他们看为可爱的人，他们自己喜欢的人。
It can be limited based on self-interest or expected return.
那很多时候呢，爱之所以有一个限制就是因为有一个限度是因为太多时候都是基于利益或者有期待有回报。
In today's society, even though two people come together in marriage out of love, many couples end up separating or divorce after a number of years. Due to disagreement, conflicts, or infidelity.
那现今社会里呢，夫妻两人可能因为经过相爱才会结合，但过了若干年后不少夫妻呢，却会因为意见不合矛盾或者不忠而导致要分开要离婚，甚至对，
They turn into enemies and hurt each other.
甚至他们会变成反目成仇，彼此伤害。
Such cases can be seen in the newspaper.
那这类的新闻呢，我们也经常可以从报纸上看到。
The love of parents for their children, while mostly characterized by giving and self-sacrifice, can also be with the mentality of raising children for old age.
就连父母对子女的爱虽然大多数的情况下都是付出舍己，但有些时候人还是怀着养儿防老的心态。
Hoping that the children can take care of them economically in life and when they are old.
希望儿女在自己年老的时候，能够在经济上、在生活上照顾自己。
People who grow up in broken families or who have never truly experienced love and care often lack a sense of security and don't know how to love and care for others later in life.
从破碎家庭长大，从来没有真正经历过爱和关心的人，他们长大后呢，大多数都没有安全感。也不懂得去爱和关心别人。
God's love is sacrificial and giving,
神的爱呢，是牺牲和付出的。
seeking nothing in return without regard for race, nationality, education, or wealth.
神的爱不分种族、国籍啊，不求回报，也不在乎我们的教育程度，还有贫富等差别。
When one person loves another, there are usually reasons for it.
一个人之所以爱另一个人，一般呢都基于某些原因。
It may be due to a blood relation where parents are willing to toil tirelessly and selflessly for their children.
啊，很有可能是由于有血缘的关系，父母为了自己的孩子啊，愿意不辞劳苦的任劳任怨的付出。
For example, when a child is sick, a mother tirelessly cares for him, showing great affection.
啊，比如你的孩子生病了，妈妈不眠不休啊，悉心的照料，对自己的孩子呢，就特别的爱护。
However, her attitude towards other people's children may be completely different, possibly becoming indifferent and selfish.
但是呢，对于其他人的孩子呢，可能态度就不一样了，有可能变得漠不关心啊，甚至很自私的。
Another reason may be that there are certain qualities in life and that the other person appreciate.
啊，另一个你会爱别人的原因，可能是因为对方有某些生命素质令你很欣赏。
Such as handsome or beautiful appearance,
啊，可能对方外貌英俊漂亮。
a kind heart, gentle and polite temperament, etc.
啊，又或者他心底善良、性情温文有礼等等。
If the reason a person loves another person is based on the appearance or certain life qualities,
那如果一个人爱另一个人的原因是基于外貌或者生命里的某些素质，
when these factors no longer exist, their love will diminish or even disappear completely.
当这些的因素不再存在的时候。他们的爱可能也会随着减退，甚至到完全消失。
This is a limitation of human love.
这正是人的爱的限制。
But God's love is different.
但是神的爱就不同了。
God loves us not because we have good qualities in our lives, but rather He came to save us despite our shortcomings.
神爱我们，不是因为我们生命里有多么好的素质。反而呢，哪怕我们生命有不同的缺点，神还是乐意的来爱我们，拯救我们。
Just as in Romans 5, verse 7 and 8, it says,
啊，就如罗马书5章7到8节。
For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare to die. But God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
If you have an only son whom you love dearly, would you willingly let him sacrifice his life for those who offend or oppose you?
如果你有一个独生子，啊，而且是你最疼爱的骨肉。请问你会甘心让他成为啊？你会甘心让他为那些得罪你、反对你的人去牺牲、献出他最宝贵的生命吗？
Certainly not.
绝对不会。
Yet, God loves those who are unworthy to be loved.
但是神却爱那些被视为不配被爱的人，
Those who are stubborn and sinful.
他爱那些迂回心硬的人。
Enduring their defiance and waiting for their repentance.
啊，也甘愿忍受这些罪人的顶撞，等他们悔改。
God allowed his beloved and precious only son, Jesus, to suffer and die on the cross for us.
神甘愿让他最爱、最宝贝的独生子耶稣，为了我们这些曾在罪中悖逆拒绝他的人，去受死、钉死在十字架上。
Sinful and rebellious as we are, to save us from sin.
啊，他纵然我们是曾经怎么样的悖逆他、拒绝他，啊，他还是乐意的借着耶稣来拯救我们，从罪中拯救我们。
Demonstrating his immense love for us.
这就显明了神对我们人无比的爱。
The concrete proof that God loves us historical fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us, for our sins.
神爱我们的具体明证，就是耶稣基督，他为我们钉死在十字架上，这个是历史上的一个事实。
Although we are not lovable, God still loves us so much that He gave us His only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life.
虽然我们并不可爱，但神仍然爱我们到一个地步，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Stated in John 3, verse 16.
啊，这个就在约翰福音3章16节里有。
We will be moved and long for this kind of sacrificial love.
你会不会受这种牺牲的爱所感动呢？
Of course, if people do not respond to God's selfless love, God's righteousness will one day demonstrate His goodness and justice through judgment.
当然，如果人不愿意回应神这份无私付出的爱，那神的公义有一天将会以审判的角度来彰显出他的美善和公正。
Why does God love us?
那神到底为什么爱我们呢？
1 John 4, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 states,
约翰一书4章7到8节说。
Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Verse 8, anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love.
约翰一书4章7到8节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神；没有爱心的，就不认识神，因为神就是爱。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
And verse 19, he continues saying, "We love because he first loved us." Now, John tells us here, we are to love one another because love comes from God.
那约翰在这里告诉我们呢，我们之所以彼此相爱，是因为神首先爱我们，爱是从神来的。
True sacrificial love comes from God.
真正牺牲的爱是从神而来的。
Everyone who is born of God, loves. Everyone who loves is born of God.
每一个有爱心的人，他们都是从神而生的。
It then says in verse 8, God is love, which means that God's essence or nature is love.
那第8节这里告诉我们，神就是爱，意思呢就是神的本质，他的本性就是爱。
Love is God's nature.
爱是神的性情。
This explains why Heavenly Father loves us, because love is the nature of God.
这就解释为什么天父会爱我们呢？因为爱就是神的性情，
God loves us with His perfect love.
而且他是以他完全的爱来爱我们。
The unconditional nature of God's love is seen most clearly in the gospel.
神对我们这无条件的爱，在福音中看得最为清楚。
Whose message is essentially the story of God's salvation.
而这个福音的信息呢，基本上就是神如何施行拯救的一个故事。
When God saw the plight or bad condition of his rebellious people, he decided to save them from their sins.
当神看到他悖逆的子民所处的困境，他决定要拯救。Sorry，他决定要拯救他们脱离罪恶。
Although we are imperfect and have many shortcomings, God's love for us is perfect.
虽然我们并不完美啊，有许多的缺点，但是呢，神对我们的爱却是完全的。
He has not given up on us, and has give us every opportunity to get to know Him.
他并没有放弃我们啊，还反过来给我们一切所需要的机会去认识他。
In God, we can find true and unchanging love.
在神里面，我们能够寻找到这份真正的、不变的爱。
We no longer need to search desperately in the world, or try to be recognized and accepted by others.
我们不再需要在这个世界里拼命的找啊，不需要设法让别人认同和接纳自己。
Love gives people hope and motivation.
爱是让你有盼望、有动力。
When we treat others with love and learn to give, we will bring warmth and encouragement to others.
当我们以爱心去待人、学习去付出的时候，我们会给别人带来温暖和鼓励。
Our love can be passed on, allowing the world to experience more of God's love.
爱心能够这样传递出去，让世界的人更多体验到神的爱。
If we truly know God and are regenerated as children of God through the Holy Spirit, as the saying goes,
那如果我们真的是认识神啊，透过圣灵，就是神的灵，重生成为神的儿女呢？就如俗语说，
Like Father, like Son, we should also have the nature of our Heavenly Father.
我们也应当会像俗语说"有其父必有其子"啊，我们也应该分享天父的性情，
Because a son should reflect the nature of the father.
因为儿子呢，应该会反映出父亲的性情。
The fruit of the Spirit demonstrates the work of God's Spirit in our lives.
圣灵的果子呢，就显出神的灵在我们生命当中的作为。
Food can only produce when there's life in it.
必须有生命才能结出果子。
With the indwelling and work of the Holy Spirit, we can bear the fruit of Spirit, love.
当我们有神的灵内住和工作的时候呢，我们才能结出圣灵的果子比如仁爱。
The power of love is truly great. It can overcome hatred, infect, and influence those around us.
爱的力量实在很伟大，可以让人胜过仇恨，还能感染并影响周围的人。
During the Second World War, many heroic and intense events took place, with several being adapted into movies for the screen.
那在二次大战期间呢，曾经发生过许多壮怀激烈的事件，而且当中有不少呢被拍成电影。
There was a touching and true story of the bridge on the River Kwai on the border between Thailand and Myanmar.
在泰缅边境的桂河大桥，曾经就有一个可歌可泣的真实故事。
During that time, many British soldiers were held as prisoners of war by the Japanese forces and were forced daily to build a bridge over the River Kwai in the jungle.
那当时呢，有许多英军的战俘被日军强禁在集中营内。就有好多英军战俘被日军强禁喺集中营里面。有许多的战俘被日军强禁在集中营里，然后每日呢被迫在丛林中修筑一条横跨桂河的铁桥。TQ。
Over time, disputes and fights arose, and the darkened aspect of human nature began to surface.
但是时间久了，争吵打斗。许多人性的黑暗面也开始浮现出来。
One day, a shovel was missing.
有一天呢，有一把铁锹，或者我们叫铁铲，不见了。
And the commanding Japanese officer was furious.
那负责的日军。这个军官就非常的生气，
Convinced that someone has stolen it.
他就断定肯定是有人偷了。
In order to prevent similar incidents in the future, he ordered all the prisoners to line up and demanded the thief be handed over.
那为了防范以后有类似的情况发生呢，他命令全部的战俘排成一列，要他们交出这个偷窃的人。否则，
Otherwise, they would all be killed.
呢，就要把他们全部给杀死。
The prisoners were terrified and panicked, looking at each other in fear.
那当时呢，这些战俘呢都很恐慌啊，他们彼此对望。
Suddenly, a man stepped forward.
那突然呢，有一个人站了出来。
In a bid to make an example out of him, the officer mercilessly beat him to death.
为了杀一儆百，就是要吓一下其他的那些 被就是那尊父系啦，即系被俘虏嘅人啦吓，要吓下佢哋，杀一儆百。所以呢，他就很拼命的打他，就这样活活把他打死了。
After this, his comrades cleared the body. They counted the tools once more, and unexpectedly, this time they found that all, not a single shovel was missing.
And 就是当这个人被打死之后呢，那些队友们就将尸体清理干净。不久，他们再一次的清点那些工具，出乎意料之外，这一次竟然把那把铁锹给找回来了，原来根本就没有不见。
It was evident that had been a mistake in the previous count.
显然的，其实是前一次点算的时候给算错了。
This incident profoundly shook the hearts of the prisoners.
这件事情呢，对战俘他们的心灵产生了极大的震撼。
The sacrificial act of the innocent man who gave his life to save the others deeply moved them.
他们都因为那位无辜的人愿意站出来，为了挽救其他人的性命啊，这样牺牲而深受感动。
They gradually ceased their animosity, stopped fighting, and began to help and care for one another.
渐渐的，他们不再仇恨，不再争斗，甚至开始彼此帮助，互相照顾。
When news of the Allied victory, arrived, the skinny survivors stood before the Japanese officer who had persecuted them.
当这个同盟国胜利的消息传来之后呢，那些已经骨瘦如柴的生还者，都一起站在曾经迫害过他们的日本军官面前。
Instead of seeking revenge, the prisoner collectively expressed no hatred, no more killing. What we need now is forgiveness.
当时呢，他们都没有一个人去攻击那些日本军官，反而呢，他们一致的都说没有怨恨。不再杀戮，现在我们需要的是宽恕。
The man who did not steal the shovel willingly sacrificed himself to spare his fellow prisoner from suffering and death.
那位没有偷那把铁锹的人，甘愿牺牲他自己，就是为了免了其他的人受苦被杀。
Embodying the spirit of Christ's selflessness.
那正是效法了耶稣基督舍己的精神。
Jesus himself was without sin and was cruelly crucified to save us from the punishment of sin.
耶稣本身并没有犯罪，却为了救我们脱离罪带来的刑罚而被残忍的钉死。
Shouldn't we be moved by this?
我们又岂能无动于衷呢？
Shouldn't we respond to his love with our lives?
我们不是应该以生命去回应他对我们的爱吗？
If someone sacrificed his life to save you, wouldn't you be grateful and try your best to fulfill his last wishes?
如果有人愿意为了救你而牺牲自己的性命，你不是应该感激，还有尽力去完成那个人的遗愿吗？
During my trip to Israel a few years ago, I met a preacher who used to be a firefighter in Hong Kong.
几年前，我去以色列的一个旅程里呢，认识了一位传道人。他以前在香港是名消防员，
He rose through the ranks to become a firefighter captain.
后来呢，他升职当了消防队长。
Over the course of 5 years of firefighting and rescue work, he deeply experienced human inadequacy and weaknesses.
在他5年的救火和救人的工作里，他深深体会到人的不足和软弱。
When a person feels hopeless and decides to commit suicide, Even if they are saved once, they may try again, given the chance.
当一个人感到绝望而决定要自杀，就算被救一次，可是有机会，他还是会再尝试结束自己的生命。
He himself came close to death several times during his work.
那他自己就有好几次，在工作里几乎丧命。
But through experiencing God's salvation, he realized that saving soul is more fundamental solution to human problems.
但是他经历到神的拯救之后呢，他明白救人的灵魂才是更彻底去解决一个人的问题。
Eventually, he decided to dedicate his life to spreading the gospel and serving God, becoming a preacher.
后来呢，他献身去传福音，服侍神，成为了一名传道人。
Physical love is natural, spontaneously, and does not require consideration.
肉身的爱是自然的啊，不需考虑的，一触即发才，也往往不会需要怎样去考虑，对。
It is what leads to the saying, "Love is in the eye of the beholder."
啊，所以呢，才会有所谓的"情人眼里出西施"。
However, spiritual love is not something that naturally arises.
但是呢，属灵的爱就不一样了。属灵的爱不是自然而然就可以产生的，
It requires practice.
是需要经过操练。
Committing oneself to love means obeying and loving the Lord.
你要去献身、去委身、去爱，就包含了你要顺服主和爱主。
In this process, we also receive the power and help of the Holy Spirit.
在这个过程当中，你会经历神的灵的帮助。和他的能力。
When our life bears the fruit of this kind of love, imitating and manifesting God's love, sacrificial love, we unknowingly exert a powerful influence, a powerful force to influence and change the lives of others.
当我们的生命能够拥有这样仁爱的果子，效法并且彰显神那种牺牲的爱的时候，就不知不觉发挥出一种强大的力量。可以影响和改变别人的生命。
The Lord Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 35,
主耶稣在约翰福音13章35节说
By this, all men or everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have loved one for another.
：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就知道你们是我的门徒了。”
The Bible tells us that the clearest mark of being Jesus' disciple is loving one another.
圣经告诉我们，成为耶稣的门徒最明显的一个标记就是彼此相爱，
Not based on any gift or talents that you may possess.
并不在乎你有什么的才华、恩赐等等。
When a group of God's people are together in a church, can love each other and live a life of loving others as themselves, they can exert a very special power and fragrance.
当一群属神的人在教会一起聚集，彼此相爱，过着爱人如己的生活的时候，就能发挥出一种特别的力量和香气。
Attracting people who come to seek the truth so that they are willing to stay and continue to search for the true way.
这样就能够吸引到来听道理啊、慕道的朋友，愿意留下来继续寻找真道，也去了解背后的原因等等。
And understand the reason and to understand the reasons behind it. Many people are invited to church by friends. Initially, they may not fully understand the message. But because the people they meet are generally very friendly, they are willing to continue to attend the gathering.
很多人受到朋友邀请就来到教会啊，最初可能也听不明白所听这些的信息，但因为他们遇到的人都是很友善的，所以他们也愿意继续来参加聚会。
Gradually, they begin to understand the teachings of the Bible and experience the reality of God.
但是慢慢呢，就能够开始明白圣经的道理，并且自己也经历得到神的真实。
Therefore, love is one of the reasons that attracts us to continue going to church.
所以呢，爱就是其中一个吸引我们继续来教会的原因。
When Linda and I returned to Hong Kong from the UK with our two children many years ago,
当我和 Linda 带着我们两个儿女从英国返回香港居住的时候，
we attended our CDC Mother Church in Sha Tin, Hong Kong.
那个时候已经是很多年前了。当时我们在参加了在沙田的教会。
At that time, our children were very young, Grace was only 3.5 feet, and our younger son is less than 1 year old.
当时我们的子女年纪都很小，年纪很小，Grayson 都3岁半，然后我的儿子就是不到1岁。
Making it difficult for us to concentrate during worship services.
那带着他们一起去教会呢，我们就很难在聚会里、崇拜里专心的听到。
However, through the loving care of the brother and sister in the church and co-workers who babysat for us,
但是呢，通过教会里的弟兄姐妹，还有同工爱心的帮我们照顾孩子呢。
we have the rare opportunity to sit down quietly to listen to the teachings.
那我们就有很难得的机会，可以安静、专心的听到。
This establish our relationship with the church, many in the days to come.
这也建立了我们日后跟教会的关系。
We experience God's love being manifested in His church, especially through the life of the members who participated in the church Easter camp.
那特别在我们参加教会这个复活节营会的团体生活呢，我们就更经历到神的爱在教会中彰显。
So love is a very important factor.
所以呢，爱是一个很重要的因素。
People, especially new friends, are touched by God and His church and are willing to stay and seek Him.
这份爱让人，特别是当中的新朋友会被神和他的教会触动，愿意留下来继续寻求他。
May the Lord help each of us in the church to bear more fruits of this of love. So that we can truly be the light of the world, to be seen by others and give glory to our Father in heaven.
求主帮助我们教会每一个人，能够多结出这方面的果子，爱这方面的果子，也让我们呢能够名副其实的成为世上的光，让人看得见，将荣耀归给我们天上的父亲。
Sodium is a very active chemical element that is usually found in combined form, often in connection with other chemical elements.
Sodium 钠是非常活跃的一个化学元素。通常只会跟在这个结合物中找到，
On the other
也经常是跟其他的化学元素有联系。
hand, chlorine is a pungent gas that kills bacteria.
那另一方面呢，氯气chlorine 就是一种很刺鼻的气体，有消毒的作用。
It is a disinfectant.
它可以用来消毒除菌。
When sodium and chlorine are mixed together, the result is sodium chloride, which is common table salt, used for seasoning and for preserving food to prevent spoilage.
当钠这个 sodium 和氯气 chlorine 这两种化学物混合在一起呢，产生的结果就是 sodium chloride，就是普通的食用盐。那盐呢，就可以用来调味和防腐。说的对吗？对哦，能跟上啊。谢谢。盐可以用来调味和防腐，令肉类不易变化。
So love and truth of righteousness are like sodium and chlorine.
所以，爱和真理呢，或者公义好比这个钠和氯气。
Love without truth or without righteousness can sometimes be unstable, blind, and doubting.
爱如果缺乏了真理这种人性的爱呢，有时候会变得反复无常麻木，还有溺爱，
With a tendency to compromise.
而且还会有妥协的倾向。会比较妥协的倾向。
On the other hand, emphasizing truth or emphasizing righteousness alone can sometimes be harmful.
但另一方面呢，如果只强调真理或者公义，有时候也会给人带来伤害。
The words are not spoken with love behind them, and if the motive is not out of love, truth or true words can drive people away from the gospel.
说话没有爱心。动机如果不是出于爱，那就算你说的是真理或者实话，也可以令人反感，远离福音。
But when truth and love are combined in individuals' life and in the church, we have what Jesus calls the salt of the earth.
但是，当真理和爱在一个人的生命当中，还有在教会里相结合的时候，我们就可以成为耶稣所说的世上的盐，就像刚才说的钠和氯气混合的时候一样。
As stated in Matthew 5, verse 13.
这个在马太福音5章13节有提到。
Salt can season, make life more flavorful, preserve and bring out the beauty of our faith.
盐能够调味，使生命更有味道，能够保存和带出我们信仰美丽的地方。
God's love is the action of God's mercy towards humanity.
神的爱是他用行动向人发出他的恩慈。
God never breaks his covenant, that is his promise to us, with people.
神呢，从来不会背约，他不会背弃他自己的承诺。
He loves us not because we are lovely or possess any life qualities, but because God is love.
他之所以爱我们，并不是因为我们可爱，或者我们有什么很了得的生命素质，而是因为神就是爱，
His nature is love.
他的性情就是爱。
He is the essence and source of love.
神是爱的本质，也是爱的源头。
He is gracious, merciful, constantly showing kindness to undeserving sinners.
他有恩典，有怜悯。常常都是很恩慈的去施予给不配的罪人。
God's love for sinners who have become unlovable is truly heartwarming.
神如何爱那些已经变得不可爱的罪人，这份爱实在是很震撼人心的。
God is willing to take the initiative to go to sinners, identifying with them through the Lord Jesus, and empathize with the temptation and pains that people go through.
神甚至愿意通过主耶稣去到罪人当中接着主耶稣与他们认同、感同身受，去经历人所经历的试探和痛苦。
In 1873, and a Belgian priest named Joseph Damien de Ruyter was sent to serve the leprosy patients on the island of Molokai in Hawaii.
1873年，1873年，一个比利时的神父名叫淡冕，他被差派去服侍在夏威夷摩鲁凯岛的麻风病人。
Upon his arrival, he immediately visited every leper on the island.
他抵达那个岛之后呢，马上就去探访岛上每一个麻风病人。
Hoping to establish friendship quickly.
希望能够尽快跟他们建立友谊。
However, wherever he went, people avoided him, as if every door was closed to him.
但是呢，他每到一处，人们都是避开他，拒绝他，似乎每一道门都是关闭的。
He poured his life into his work by building churches, starting worship services, and reaching out wholeheartedly to the lepers. But all his efforts seemed to be in vain.
那当时他就倾倒整个生命在他的工作服饰上，建立教会，开始崇拜聚会，又全心的去接触这些麻风病人，但是表面看来都是徒然，没有任何效果，
There was no response from anyone.
没有人愿意回应他。
After 12 years, Father Damien finally decided to leave, disheartened. He went to the pier, preparing to board a ship back to Belgium.
过了12年，淡冕神父终于决定要离开那里了。他沮丧地前往码头，准备乘船回比利时。
As he stood on the pier, gripping his hands nervously, reflecting on his futile work among the lepers, he suddenly noticed some mysterious white spots on his hands, feeling a numbness.
那当他站在码头，紧张地搓着手，回顾过去他在麻风病人中一切的工作，好像都是完全白费、徒然一样的时候， 突然，他发现他手上有一些神秘的白点，而且他感觉他的手有点麻木。
He immediately knew that he had contracted leprosy himself.
他马上知道自己也感染上了这个麻风病。
At that moment, he knew what he had to do.
那这一刻，他已经知道他该怎样做了。
He returned to lepers to continue his work.
他回到麻风病人当中，继续他的工作。
News of his leprosy spread quickly throughout the area.
这位神父得到麻风病的消息，很快就传遍了那个地方。
Within hours, everyone had heard about this.
在几个小时内，所有人都听见了。
Hundred people gathered outside his hut, understanding his pain, fear, and uncertainty about the future.
数以百计的人聚集在他的茅屋外，茅屋里面，外面呢？他们明白他的痛苦啊，明白他的恐惧，还有对未来的不肯定。
The greatest surprise came the following Sunday when Father Damien arrived at the chapel.
但是最令人诧异的、惊讶的是，接下来的星期天，当那个淡冕神父去到礼拜堂的时候，
He found several hundred people already waiting there.
他发现有好几百人已经站在那里等他。
When worship began, the chapel was filled with many people having to gather outside.
崇拜开始的时候，整个礼拜堂都坐满了人，还有很多人需要在外面聚会。
His gospel work was incredibly successful.
他的福音工作一下子变得非常成功。
Why? Because he became one of them. He understood their feelings and they could resonate with him.
原因是什么呢？就是因为他成为了他们其中的一份子，成为他们其中一员，他明白他们的感受，他跟大家能够产生共鸣。
So we see Father Damien preached the gospel to the lepers and was not accepted at first.
所以，我们看到这位淡冕神父尝试向麻风病人传福音，最初并没有被人所接纳。
Later, when he himself contracted leprosy and became one of them,
但是后来他自己也感染上了麻风病，成为他们当中的一份子的时候，
he was able to identify with them and being accepted by them.
他就真正能够与他们认同，也被他们接纳。
The world is filled with patients with different needs.
这个世界充满了有不同需要的病人。
Human selfishness and sin, just like leprosy, lead to alienation and mistrust among people.
人的自私和罪就像麻风病一样，让人与人之间疏离和不信任。
Envy and conflicts result in harm to one another, affecting the innocent people.
嫉妒、战斗、纷争导致人互相伤害，祸及无辜。
Love is the remedy for this ailing world.
爱是这个患了病的世界的良药。
It can bring comfort, encouragement, and hope to people.
能够给人带来安慰、鼓励和盼望。
If we are willing to live a life of love and act in love within the church, first, we must understand that this love is not natural love inherent in us.
如果我们也愿意在教会中有这种爱的生活、爱的行动的时候，首先我们必须认识，这份爱不是我们与生俱来、很天然的爱。
But love comes from God, which is the fruit of the Spirit.
这份爱是我们从神而来的爱，是圣灵所结的果子。
Agape love is not a feeling, and an emotion.
这种希腊语称为 agape，爱加倍的爱，并不是一种感觉或者一种情绪。
It is an act of commitment.
它其实是一种委身献身的行动。
This word is an active word.
这个字本身是一个主动的动词。
In the 140 occurrences of the Greek word, it is in the active voice. To love others, not to seek to be loved by others.
在希腊语原文里呢，出现过这个 字的140次当中呢，都是主动语态啊，就是指到我们要去主动爱别人，而不是求别人去爱自己。
Saint Francis of Assisi once prayed,
亚西西城的圣法兰西斯，圣法兰塞西，曾这样祈祷说
"Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me show love." And then you go on to say, "Not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love."
主啊，让我成为你和平的工具。在有仇恨的地方，让我播散爱的种子，使我不多求安慰，而多去安慰别人；不多求人的了解，而多了解人；不多求被人爱，而多爱人。
May we aspire to embody this spirit, learn the sacrificial love, and be willing to give actively.
盼望我们也能够效法这种的精神，学习舍己的爱，主动愿意付出。
Remember, God does not look at what merits people have or whether they deserve his love.
我们要记得，神从来不是看我们有什么优点啊，有没有什么值得他去爱我们。
The characteristics of God's love are compassion, forgiveness, and initiative.
神的爱的特质呢，是怜悯、宽恕和主动。
Human life can be very short and fragile, like the morning dew that vanishes in an instant.
人的生命可以非常的短暂和脆弱，就像朝露一样，转瞬即逝，转瞬即逝。
Will we choose to exchange our life for temporary material things, or will we choose to store up treasures in heaven?
我们会选择用自己的生命换取短暂的物质东西，还是选择积蓄财宝在天上呢？积蓄财宝在天上。
While you still have breath and health, will you earnestly seek to know God and follow Him?
在你还有生命的时候，还有健康的时候，你会否很认真的寻求认识，还有跟随神呢？
Do not think that you are still young and that there's plenty of time and opportunities.
你千万不要以为你现在还年轻，还有很多机会等着你。
In reality, no one can boast what holds tomorrow.
其实，实际的情况就是，明天如何，没有人能够知道，也没有人能够自夸。
Some of us may feel that we have taken many wrong paths in the past. And wasted a lot of precious time and opportunities in circle.
我们当中可能有些人会觉得啊，过去自己走了很多冤枉路，兜兜转转的浪费了很多宝贵的时间和机会。
While you are still young and vital and still have an open and pursuing heart towards God, you should seize the opportunity.
你应该趁着你现在还年轻，还有生命气息啊，对主还有一份开放的心，愿意追求学习，就把握机会。
With faith, overcome all the obstacles to receive God's love and forgiveness and to establish a friendship with Him.
你当以信心跨过一切的障碍，来到神的爱和赦免当中，跟神建立友谊。
To conclude, love can change and influence life, making the world warmer and more hopeful.
那我要总结了，爱能够改变和影响人的生命，让世界变得更温暖，有盼望。
It can achieve unexpected results, leading people to know God and walk in the right path.
爱更能成就意想不到的结果，带领人去认识他，走正确的道路。
God is love, meaning that His nature is love.
神是爱，意思是神的性情是爱。
And if we are children of God, we should have a loving nature.
如果我们是神的儿女，我们也应该有神这份爱的性情。
To manifest the fruit of the Spirit, love, our lives must first be transformed by God, breaking away from self-centered living.
如果我们也想生命当中彰显圣灵的果子，这个爱的果子，我们生命首先必须被神改变，脱离自我为中心的生活。
Obeying the word of the Lord and learning to love one another with God's love.
学习顺服主的话语，学习以神的爱去彼此相爱。
Before ending this message, I would like to share with you the only English poem I have ever written in my life. It was about 50 years ago. It was composed about 50 years ago, during my first year of baptism, shortly after I had arrived in the UK to study.
那在今天结束之前呢，我想和大家分享我人生中唯一写过的一首英文诗，是在50年前我受洗的那年，我刚来到英国读书不久的时候所写的。
It's called The Praise of Love, The Praise of God's Love.
这首歌是爱的颂歌，或者是歌颂神的爱的一首诗歌。
This is something we should know, as the Bible tells us so. Forever do faith, hope, love abide, that no one in the Spirit will deny. Love is the greatest of all of these three. Through it, I am not shy to come to thee. For God above has revealed the mystery to us that He is love and we are corrupt. I once was weak, but now am bold, as I believe in what I was told, that love covers a multitude of sins, like rubbish being cleared from the bins. Genuine love never ends, nor does it pretend. So let's love one another. For by it, they will know we belong to him.
好，那需要用中文读吗？好，我尝试，可能不押韵呢。那我们也很快读一下吧，《爱的歌颂》或者颂歌，这是我们应该知道的事。正如圣经告诉我们的那样，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，没有人在圣灵中能否认，爱是这三者中最大的。通过它，我不害羞地来到你跟前。因为神启示了这奥秘给我们，他是爱，而我们是败坏的。我曾经软弱，但现在勇敢，因为我相信我所听到的。爱能遮掩许多的罪，就像垃圾从桶里被清理出来一样。真爱永不止息，也不会假装。所以让我们彼此相爱，这样他们就知道我们是属他的了。
I think that's the only, well, one of the very few times I ever share in public.
我想，其实这应该是极少数，我愿意在公众场合这样分享这首诗。
And I suddenly remember this poem recently, so I'd like to share with you within this topic.
那我就觉得很奇妙，突然最近我就想起这首诗了，又刚好今天所分享这个题目的时候，我觉得可以跟大家分享。
Okay, let's end with a word of prayer.
那我们一起用一个祈祷来结束今天的聚会。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love for us.
我们亲爱的天父，我们为到你向我们的爱去感谢你。
You love us and gave your only Son for us while we were still sinners.
谢谢你在我们还做罪人的时候，还不认识你的时候，你就差你的儿子为我们死，也去表明你对我们的爱。
And you also give us opportunity to hear about you and come to know you.
你也赐给我们机会去听到关于你的事情机会去认识你。
You gave us every opportunity to experience various aspects of life.
也感谢你给我们有不同的机会去体会人生。
We no longer need to prove ourselves, but we can respond to your love for us.
我们不需要再很辛苦的证明自己，希望别人接纳自己。我们可以单纯的回应你对我们的爱。
We pray that after this message, we can all be assured that your love for us is unchanging.
盼望借着今天的信息，大家听了以后，心里很确定的知道，你对我们的爱是永不改变的。
You like us to respond to your love and walk a life apart that is pleasing to you.
你很渴望我们回应你的爱，然后也走上一条道路，是讨你喜悦的道路。
For your glory's sake, we pray.
我们为了你的荣耀这样祈求。
Amen.
Amen.